Proclamation number 5883 of 21st of February, 1954. Clarification of God on contexts. Blind faith. I don't want blind faith from you, and therefore I try to give you clarification through my word about what you are required to believe. Nevertheless, it can only be believed because no evidence can be given to you as to what originates in the spiritual kingdom, what deals with the spiritual kingdom and shall lead to the spiritual kingdom. I want to help you to have a convinced faith. I want to help you that you will not be afflicted by doubts even though you have no evidence of the truth of it. And therefore I enlighten you about all correlations, about creator and creatures, cause and purpose of my creations, about the origin and aim of everything you humans see, as well as about your task, about your purpose of existence. If this knowledge is truthfully presented to you, you can draw your own conclusions and then you will see such a coherent and clear picture that you will, as it were, find the proof of truth within yourselves, that you will recognize and no longer be able to doubt, and yet only have to believe. But such faith is something completely different than blind faith, where the human being thoughtlessly accepts so as not to contradict. Blind faith has no value because it does not lead the human being one step further in his upward development. Blind faith does not bear fruit, but it can lead to complete unbelief, because it is only a small step from blind faith to unbelief. But only pure truth can lead to convinced faith, whereas erroneous teachings require blind faith which excludes all reflection or must lead to unbelief as soon as the human being's intellect deals with these teachings. Therefore you should be instructed truthfully, your thinking should be stimulated and your heart at rest, and then a light will be kindled in you and all doubt will disappear. For what you should believe will arise brightly and clearly in you and give you the inner conviction for which you now also use yourselves, because your faith has now come to life. I do not want you to go through earthly life without knowledge, I want you to regain what was lost to you through your former apostasy from me. I want you to attain knowledge again and I want to smooth the path for you. Faith and love must fill your life. This is why I instruct you. Just as a wise father introduces his children to the basic rules of life, so do I introduce you to the basic rules of my eternal order and explain to you why you must enter into it again, why love must be kindled in you and what else you must accept as true and take to heart. And you should believe all this. But you will also be able to believe it with goodwill and serious consideration. For if I demand something of you, then I will also help you to fulfill my demand. But by fulfilling what I ask of you, everything will be proven, and then you will experience the blessing of a living faith yourselves. Blind faith does not contribute anything, on the contrary, it is only detrimental to the soul's progress. Blind faith is an obstacle to realization, for intellect and heart have to be active together, both of which are switched off in blind faith. This is why blind faith will never bring light to the soul which is still in darkness, and this is why I constantly try to stimulate the intellect and the heart through the transmission of pure truth, so that a right faith will awaken to life, which alone will help the human being to attain light and strength, to spiritual progress, which is the aim of his earthly life. Amen.